This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. There's a new documentary out today featuring one of our very own local celebrities. It's titled The B-Side, and it's by world-renowned filmmaker Errol Morris. It tells the story of Cambridge photographer Elsa Dorfman, famous for her Polaroid portraits. WBUR film critic Tom Meek got a preview and had a chance to sit down with Elsa and Errol at Elsa's Cambridge home and joins us now to talk about it. Tom, welcome.
Hello, Bob.
You know, Errol Morris made films about war and murder mysteries. He's profiled people like Bush-era Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and the theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking. Why did he decide to profile Elsa Dorfman?
The two of them met about 25 years ago when Dorfman photographed Earl's 5-year-old son, and they just gravitated towards each other. He's always been interested in her art and her journey as a woman. He had been wanting to make this film for a long time, and when he shared his thoughts at one point in time with Dorfman, and she says it during the interview, she gets very skeptical because she doesn't think that she's worthy of a film.
You know how people say, I'm going to make you a star. Eat this pie and you lose 10 pounds. I thought, you know, what could be further? But I'll humor him.
And of course she did. She only thought it was going to be about a 10-minute film. But of course it turns out to be a much longer film and a very intimate, warm-hearted film. And her personality is incredibly winning and it comes across in the film.
So here, let's play a little part of the documentary. This clip helps explain the title a little bit, the title, The B-Side. Let's listen.
A lot of these are mistakes.
Yeah, because when I have a client, I take two, and the client chooses one, and the other one is a reject. This is the one that the family didn't take. I call the B-Side. I can see by looking at this one, which has so much charm to it, this is probably better than the one they did take.
So then the B-side are the photographs that Elsa Dorfman took that clients rejected. Why are they central to the film?
Because Polaroid Corporation's gone. There's really no more stock to make these 2-foot by 2-foot exposed films. And they were going to ship these films out to have them digitized because they're starting to disintegrate with age. They felt this was the opportunity to go through Elsa's archives, A, of her B-sides, but also the photographs of herself and her families.
The documentary talks about Elsa's identity. How does it reflect her personal journey?
Well, she went to New York at a time where, you know, during the Mad Men era, where women didn't really have careers much more than being a secretary. And that's initially what her job was. And she was looking to find a station for herself. She ended up coming back to Boston and becoming a school teacher. Ironically, MIT is doing a study on teaching science in schools, and they're using cameras and filming teachers in the classroom. And that's how Elsa gets bitten by the photo bug. And she pretty much starts to shoot portraits of writers like Anne Sexton and Robert Lowell. And she just becomes a studio photographer after that, and she loves it. Then Polaroid comes out with the 20 by 24 camera, of which they only make 5 of them. And being a known local photography artist, she's invited to try it out, and she starts her own studio and ultimately owns one of those 5 cameras.
Does this film feel different than Errol Morris's other films?
It's his most intimate film to date, and he does like to get intimate with his subjects. I think that's one of his trademarks. But in this case, it's also very subjective. I mean, this is a love letter to Elsa Dorfman. This is a film that Morris wanted to make. I think this is a really personal film for him, and I think this is going to stick with Morris as one of his favorite films at the end of his career, which is still going strong.
WBUR film critic Tom Meek, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Errol Morris's The B-Side opens at the Kendall Square Cinema today. Elsa and Errol will be available for a post-film chat after Saturday's show at 7:15 and after Sunday's show at 4:15.